Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the AUSU Open Mic Podcast, brought to you by the Athabasca University Students Union. My name is Jody Campbell. I'm the executive director here at AUSU, and I'll be your host for today's podcast. Got to be honest, it's been a little while since I've hosted the podcast. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with all of you today. As you get to know your AU Students Union more, you will learn that AUSU is governed and led by AU students just like you. This comes in the form of our student council and our executive team that oversee the organization and essentially establishes the mission and vision for AUSU. A student organization led by students for students. Today, I'm proud to welcome those very students that have been guiding AUSU and representing you for the last year. With a big round of applause, please welcome three members of our 2023-2024 AUSU Student Executive Team. We've got President Naju Sayed, VP Finance and Administration, Chantel Bradley, and VP Community and Wellness, Natalia Ivanek. And welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Thanks. Chantel here. So excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time, Jody.
Thank you.
This is awesome. I'm also going to throw out a big shout out to our VP External, Manmeet Kaur, who is unable to join us today. And really excited to be hanging out with the three of you. Thanks again for joining me. Connecting with the three of you today is kind of bittersweet, as you can imagine, because it also signifies that your executive term is coming to an end, which probably sounds crazy. I still remember last spring like it was yesterday, and we spoke about how fast the year would fly by. Naju, let's just start with you. Like, has your experience been like that? Like, where the year has literally, it feels like 5 minutes ago we were meeting last spring. Has it gone by like that for you?
Honestly, yeah. And I've been doing this for 2 years, and it feels like I'm still in my first year. Like, it's one of those things where when we first start, we do the work plans and we're like, this is going to take forever. And then you close your eyes and you open them and we're here at the end.
I know, it's outrageous. Chantel, has that been your experience as well?
Absolutely. I was reflecting on this very conversation at the beginning of spring and how I didn't know what the year would look like. And now I'm like, I can fill in so many gaps from that first conversation. And I can't believe it's already been a year. What?
Yeah. Well, and I know, for us that are here year over year and get the opportunity to, walk new executives through transition period and getting you onboarded and orientating you to your new roles, we know that it's going to feel like a flash, but it's always interesting to hear from you guys. And Natalia, even from your perspective, been with the team for over 3 years, and I can imagine it's felt like it's gone by quickly, eh?
Completely. You know, I still remember my first day, and it didn't feel that long ago, and it's passed by so quickly. And I would say this year has been one of the fastest years, and I can't explain why.
I think that there is a sense sometimes when you work within a student's union environment, I've said this before on the podcast, but I've worked in a university environment for some time, and I thought I knew what a fast-paced environment was until I started working for a student's association. And we're going 100 miles an hour in different directions all the time. And so I think what that does is it speeds up time in a sense. And so the fact that we're here, we're closing in on the end of your terms, it's really exciting. And like I said, it's a little bittersweet. So today I've got some questions for you guys that are really going to be highlighting your experience. And I'm really hoping that we can reflect a little bit, but also, maybe share some stories. And why don't we start with, the best part of being on EC. And Naju, I'm going to come back over to you. Like, is there one element that you're like, this is the best part of being on this executive team?
Yeah, Jody. So I would have to say that I'm most proud of all the wins EC's been able to have this year. Like, there's nothing more rewarding than being able to log into our courses and see the things we've been advocating for just readily there and active for students to use.
Chantel, what about you?
Oh, best part of EC this year, connection and feeling a part of something bigger than just an online class where I don't talk or communicate with anybody, and getting to chime in every Monday morning with EC has been, it's Mondays are crazy, but they're also one of my favorite days of the week because I get to hang out with everybody and do some cool stuff.
Yeah, I love that. There is no doubt the isolating feeling that AU students have is very common. The minute that you guys are able to connect with each other and have the common ground of being an AU student, taking classes online, being, an online learner, self-taught, I mean, it's a bonding feeling. And so I can only imagine that in the beginning, that's the one thing that bonds you all right off the get-go is that similar experience. Natalia, what about you?
I think, I'd say that my role was kind of a collective effort. So I think the best part would be our many wins, as mentioned by Naju. And I think none of these would have been accomplished without the AUSU team, students, faculty, staff. So that's honestly been the best part, the community that we built in this time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I know that when we talk to the rest of council, they come to the end of their terms. That is the one common thing that really, really stands out is all the connections that you make along the way and the memories that you're going to have. You might not remember a specific meeting, you might not remember a specific task that you did, but what people do remember is that time when you were maybe at a conference and you guys were just kind of hanging out and getting to know each other and sitting in a, having dinner. Those tend to be the things that stand out to people. So I can certainly appreciate that was the sort of the overarching feeling for you guys too. But this time of the year is also really special for us because we're actually in our changeover process. And what that means every spring is essentially, especially this particular year, we are hosting our council election. And as we're recording this podcast, we're actually in the amidst our voting period. And so the changeover is really interesting for us is because we're always experiencing change. We're always experiencing student leaders that are coming in and certain student leaders that are going out. And the fact that we're coming to the end of your guys' term, just kind of speaks to that changeover and how the organization runs. What advice, and Naju, we'll probably start with you again. What advice would you give somebody who's thinking about getting involved or wants to get involved at AUSU, whether that's for the election or whether that's just wanting to maybe be a member at large or, maybe come to an event? What advice would you give to AU students that are kind of experiencing this isolating feeling and maybe want to get to know other AU students just like you guys?
Yeah, honestly, I say go for it. It's just a couple clicks on a computer to get involved with us. Even if you don't want to run for any of our elections, there's tons of other ways to get involved. Be on the lookout for our committee openings, and you'll get a chance to do some work with us as well as just reach out if you ever have a really great idea for advocacy. There's, like Jody just said, there's a bunch of ways to get involved with us, and it's very, very easy and simple.
Yeah, completely. Chantel, any comments from your side?
The very first thing that comes to mind on this question is, you matter, and you're the reason why we're here. So you should be a part of this. It's your voice is very important to the things that we do, the events that we host, the advocacy that we speak on behalf of. We want to know more about who you are. And I learned that for myself. I mattered. My voice is important and critical to AUSU. So is yours.
Chantel, your story is really interesting to me because, and it's probably common to many, but yours just stands out a little bit because I remember you came in, you joined council, and then it was within a very short period of time you were putting your name forward for the executive team. And so you went from not knowing a lot about AUSU to suddenly, jumping in to the deep end and just did an amazing job this year. So, when you reflect on that, like obviously that must be a proud moment for you as well.
Absolutely. In hindsight, seeing like I had this nudge, just do it, like Nike says, and
Yeah.
I know why I had to do it, and so many incredible things came out of that. And so, if I'm questioning, should I do this? Should I let my name stand? Should I self-nominate for election? Like just do it and stop listening to the little critic in the background that says, you don't matter, or whatever it might be for an individual. But it was the best thing I did was stop listening to that critic, go for the nudge, and really cool things happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. Natalia, you obviously have been around for a number of years and have certainly left your stamp on the organization more recently as the VP Community and Wellness. Obviously you see students, you're engaging with them, you see them at events, you've got, you chair certain committees that have members at large on them. So you kind of get these touch points with all these other students. What's that been like for you?
It's been absolutely amazing just meeting these students and just learning about their stories. Now that we're in election period, I'd say that there's absolutely a place at AUSU for everyone from absolutely every lived experience. I'd say if you don't typically see yourself represented in student leadership spaces, that's all the more reason to run and bring your perspective to the organization and to students. I'd say I was in that position, and then almost 4 years later, I'm here. I would say, I definitely understand that it can be intimidating and the election process can be difficult, but there's a very supportive team here. And I guess, as mentioned by Nadju, there's also committees with less time commitment, but then there's also volunteer opportunities for things like event hosts. So for one night only. So I'd say please connect with us and find out how you can get involved, even if you think maybe student leadership isn't for you, because it is.
Yeah, that's great advice. Natalia, we're going to start with you on the next one because, and again, this next question is very similar, but I guess I'm really kind of tapping into, all the different memories that you guys have had during your time here, because that's really what you're going to take away from this. Is there a specific memory from your time on the executive committee? And, congratulations, because you're going to be graduating soon. So that's fantastic. I love the story around that. But when you think about a specific memory from your EC term, what stands out to you?
It's so hard to choose just one because
I bet, yeah.
there's been so many. So I will briefly condense this into kind of one thought, but we advocated for affirming name changes for over 2 years, and this was one of our most memorable and recent wins. I also really, really appreciated the opportunity to be able to kind of work and develop accessibility and accommodations processes here, and just see how our team has really embraced these ideas and helped make them a reality and help me improve them. The fact that we now can easily accommodate students from different lived experiences. Also, I being able to organize our very first Pride, and now I don't know where the time has gone. I'm going to be handing it off to my successor, for the fourth, which is incredible. And then I'm also really proud of how our events have grown. AUSU celebrating the third annual Indigenous Week shortly, and our research based events where we really focus on AU faculty and staff have been really successful and helped us build community. So that's been really, really memorable for me.
Yeah, I love that. That stands out for me too when I think about your work. Great job, by the way. You've definitely left AUSU better than the way you found it, and for all the reasons that you mentioned there. So great job. Chantel, what about you? Is there a specific memory that stands out from the last year?
Lots specifically. Like Natalia, I guess I'll condense it as best as I can. My experience with sexual gender-based violence, I sat in a Possibility Seeds event very early in my term, not really knowing what this was about. And then as I kept coming back to this working group about advocacy in this specific area, I got to write the blog post, the executive blog post on sexual gender-based violence, geared towards our community, like AU's student body. And then, we got to do, and we posted that for the Sexual Gender-Based Awareness Day on September 18th. And then we got to advocate politically to the government, Alberta government, and ask for these funds that have been allocated to a working group. And then sitting in a couple of weeks ago with AU and recreating or helping them recreate their policy and help prevention from, potential victims in the future was a proud moment, and I'll carry that with me. And then this past Monday, just sitting in with the working group with the Alberta government and their consulting firm, and this will leave impacts not just for AU students, but students across all of Alberta. And I that's going to be something I will forever be proud of. And my team has been amazing at advocating alongside this very serious and important topic.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Naji, we're going to come over to you and same question. You've been with us for a couple of years, or actually maybe just over two. Is there a specific memory that you had that stands out that you'll take with you?
Yeah, I feel like all the really good ones have been said. So I'm going to say something kind of niche and small, but
Okay.
we're in so many meetings with AU where we mention a lot of things that would be very beneficial for students and they would love to see. And one thing we've been kind of sprinkling here and there has been the need for 4 month schedules for our funded students. And that was something that we would just mention it very casually. And we had been doing it for a while. And then one day I logged into my course and it was right there. And it was just so surreal to see that something we just very casually would talk about got implemented. And then, like Chantel mentioned, on the other front, there's some of the external advocacy we do. And I know that also, like, it's the government's a slow moving machine. So it takes a while to see some of those wins. But two really big ones that stand out to me are the sexual and gender-based violence funding that was allotted by the Ministry of Arts, Culture, and Status of Women recently. And I know that was done due to all the student advocacy that us and a bunch of our other partner schools were able to accomplish, as well as the continuation of the cap on international student working hours. That was something we also advocated for at the federal level this past November. So that was really exciting to see that there was traction on that and the cap was kept in place. As well as it was very fun for Chantel and I to be in the meeting where we got our 10% reduction in tuition fees for Indigenous students. I remember looking at Chantel and just being like, oh, they're going through with it. Oh my, I can't believe it. So it's a bunch of moments like that where it's just like, things you bring up in meetings that actually get implemented, and it's just very fun to see.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? When maybe the one thing that stands out for me, having the opportunity to work with all of you was I go back to the very first council workshop. And bringing everybody together, it's really interesting. We're going to be experiencing it again this spring, where you bring on a brand new student council. We're going to have quite a bit of changeover due to many of our counselors graduating and moving on, and that's incredible. I just love that first opportunity when everybody gets together. There's such a crazy energy in the room. There's a real cool vibe. Everybody's always excited. And maybe it just goes back to that relationship building that we were talking about earlier. So thanks for sharing all those memories and kind of reflecting on your guys' year so far. You've all done an amazing job. I'm going to pivot slightly here. And again, one of the things that we always talk about is the experience that you will all have from being on the executive team. And maybe it's sitting in those meetings, like Naju said, or maybe it's engaging with certain external partners, like you guys have all mentioned. When you think about all of the experiences that you've had on the executive team, and you start to reflect on where you want to go in your careers, where you want to go, maybe you're continuing with education, maybe you've got a dream job around the corner. What do you take from your executive experience that will benefit you in your future career? And Naji, why don't we stay with you and then we'll go back through the group.
Yeah, like you mentioned, we really get to try our hands at everything just due to all the stuff that AUSU has going on, as well as all the committees we get to sit on elsewhere. So there's a bunch of things that I never thought would be a part of this role that have been such a major part of this role and just set you up very well for your future career, like strategic planning, budgeting, government relations, working with finance and all that. So it's been it's hard to pick just one thing where I'm like, oh, that's the definitive thing that's going to help me in my career going forward. It's just everything comes together at the end and it really changes you as a person.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You start to think about, it doesn't matter what area of study that you're in. Being within council and specifically on the executive team, it's such a great piece for your resume. Even just learning how to make decisions, whether it's finance related or communications related or, working with external partners or sitting in the room with an MLA or sitting in the room with a government official. Those types of experiences are huge when you're in that, that next interview for your dream job. And so, yeah, I can't agree more. Chantel, what stands out to you? And again, really just thinking about the benefits of what you've experienced for whatever you're going to do next. Maybe it's career related.
Thank you for asking. This is a really great question. I am taking my Bachelor of Commerce accounting major and really learning how organizations operate. Being able to sit on the Board of Governors at Athabasca University has shown me, and meeting the entire senior leadership team and everybody going through the funnel down in the institution. I really got to see how these big machines really work and how I get to apply all of the things that I've been learning in my education so far into my experience. It just expanded my understanding. It actually helped me learn more about what I was learning in my classes. So I also have this nudge that I want to work in a bigger organization now. I've been working with small businesses for most of my career up to this point. And so I have this passion to work with these larger scale organizations and help them grow. So we'll see what that looks like, but I having this experience has taught me so much more about my education and how I could make a difference going forward. And the finance, oh my gosh, finance committee. Learning the budget with an organization like AUSU, working with other perspectives and hearing other people's ideas and getting to see them manifest, through the budget for AUSU has been really exciting as well. So, those are my two main things that come to mind.
Yeah, and I love the fact that
Oh,
you're
maybe
working on
policy.
accounting.
I'll add in there too the policy committee. Holy smokes. Okay, so there's so many things I get to take with me, but I really didn't understand policy and what that really looked like. And it's such a guiding force to any organization, and I understand policies usually come from something happening, but it's also, it helps us grow and learn and be better, and we can say this is why we do all the things that we do. And this is why it makes us better. And so policy has been a very interesting aspect as well.
Well, and I think policy sometimes is something that you don't necessarily learn, you know, firsthand knowledge about how it works and what the benefits are. It seems like a dry topic, but once you get into policy and understand that what you're talking about is, you know, how you want your organization to run, how you make decisions, it actually becomes kind of a cool thing to be able to work through and really, you know, critical thinking and, you know, all these skills that, you know, you don't necessarily get out of a textbook. And the fact that you guys are able to learn that firsthand through your experience on the executive team is fantastic. So, Natalia, last, we're going to come over to you for the same question. Is there anything that stands out to you with what you've done that is going to benefit you moving forward?
So I guess similarly to Chantal, like I have also have a background. So like I personally have a background in things like editing, plain language, and kind of the intersections of the queer and disability communities. So I'm really grateful that I was able to bring this here, because it fit perfectly into my particular role, and really grateful to be able to have been able to develop this within the AUSU sphere and in a really unique AUSU way. I really enjoyed writing many, many policies. I think policy is exciting. So I guess like I'm just going back to editing and hopefully grad school. I'm hopefully applying for translation. But I would say, kind of in the context of AUSU, I'm not unique. Like every executive and counselor and staff have such interesting backgrounds and skills and knowledge that they bring to this organization. I've been really incredibly privileged to learn from everyone over the years, and I'm really proud to carry this knowledge forward.
Yeah, those are great thoughts. I appreciate that. I don't know. I like all of your guys' reflection on this, because it really does highlight the work experience opportunity that is there for folks that want to get involved and eventually run for a position on executive. And it's not difficult. It's not, you know, it's easy to get involved. It's easy to get connected with us. You can learn more about it. And I think most students would be surprised at how easy it is to get connected with council and eventually have the opportunity to potentially put your name forward for an executive position. So I just know for a fact that with all the executive teams that I've had the opportunity to work with, where it really starts to pay off is when you're sitting in that very first interview and you've got this amazing job opportunity. Believe me, your future employer is going to recognize, hey, this candidate actually has a really great resume and has some great experiences to back it up. So I look forward to whatever you guys have next and being able to put some of these new skills to work. So congrats for that. As we start to wrap up the podcast here, it's been great kind of reflecting and learning about your overall experiences, but we've also got a new group that are going to be coming in. And so when you think about your successor, you know, for Natalia, maybe we'll start with you and kind of work our way backwards through the group. You know, you've been with us for a number of years. You've been in your current executive role for 3, which is absolutely impressive. What advice would you have for the new executive member that's, you know, essentially going to be starting next month?
I would say to find the gaps at the university and within our organization. Just observe, talk to students about their needs. Like many of these gaps and needs, you know, Jody, like I'm sure you see it too, because you've been here a while. They're consistent over the years, but new ones often emerge. And this isn't just within AU. This is across post-secondary education in general. So my advice would be to use your skills and what you know and what you're passionate about to fill those gaps. But I think this is one of the most important things that I've learned from my team here, is, you know, to take breaks, to don't burn yourself out and know that it's not possible to be able to accomplish everything in a term. Your best is always enough. And then oh, just remember that you're one person and you don't have to carry all these gaps and needs yourself. It seems like you have to do everything in 1 year, but you never know. You might end up in a situation that you stay here for 3.5, as I did. So, it might not be 1 year.
That is such great advice. When you think about what AUSU does, it is about filling gaps and it's about, staying relevant. And I think we've all learned over the years that as much as those AU students are having similar experiences from 1 year to the next, there's also this category of needs that are ever changing. And so a big part of what we do is to stay on top of all of that and stay relevant to students. So I really appreciate your thoughts there. Chantel, what advice, would you have for a new executive coming in?
You don't need to know anything. I came in not knowing a single thing about what student leadership looked like. I'm a mature student. I haven't really pursued any advocacy work in high school. I always thought this was, for the movies and Mean Girls or something. But I came into this position. The only thing I needed to remember was that my voice mattered. My voice was probably going to be resemblant of other fellow students in the institution. And it turned out my demographic is about 70% of AU. So
Oh, yeah.
I definitely was able to speak on behalf of many other students from various levels of the institution. And it felt daunting at first, like, oh my gosh, I'm so small compared to all these really important people. But they listened and reminded me that I was the reason they were there. So just speak your truth and
Exactly.
know that you matter, and that's enough.
Well said. Well said. We've been talking about sort of advice for new executive, but I want to open it up. Like maybe it's also advice for just the new counselors coming in. But as the president, I'm sure you would have some great advice for your successor.
Yeah, my biggest piece of advice for the incoming council and incoming executive is to have fun. I know everything we've been saying sounds
Yeah.
professional, sleek, and kind of scary, but at the end of the day, I'm one of those people who truly believes that if you're doing something, you should do it and have fun while doing it. Your time on council, it's like the fastest plane you'll ever be on. It's going to go by so quickly and you won't even know it. So make sure you remember all the really good moments and just have as much fun as you can. And at the end of the day, I think the best thing and the best piece of advice I ever got is that we're here for the students and we're here to make the student experience better and just carry that with you throughout the entire experience.
That is so good. And you know what? We talk about fun even during our workshops. I think, working for a students union, if we took the fun out of what we're doing, I think that we'd be doing something very, very wrong. So I appreciate you bringing that forward. And I think that anybody who's ever had the opportunity to be in a meeting where Naju is chairing it, I think you would feel that. There's always a really cool vibe that you bring to the meetings that you chair, Naju. And I'm sure that every counselor would agree because the president always chairs the council meetings. And so you always brought a really cool vibe to those experiences. So I think everybody would agree with you. Okay, you guys are doing great. Love all of this. The feedback has been fantastic and all your advice has been fantastic. I've got one last question for you. Was there anything you didn't get to accomplish this year that you wished you would have? And Naju, we're going to start with you.
I'm going to say something that I know Jody's eye will twitch a bit after I say this, but
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm getting ready.
student clubs. I know that one's been in the works for a very long time, and we haven't been able to sort all like the kinks and little details of it, but that's something I love to pass forward to whoever takes my role is try and figure out that one, as well as a job
Yeah.
bank. AU students, I think would be something really fun. I know we talked a lot about it and we did some research into it, but There's never enough time. So it's just one of those things where we were like, ah, other things came up, so this will have to sit on the back bench for a while. But those are the two, I think.
Okay, no, those are good. I'm not gonna have the eye twitch just yet. So what's funny about the clubs is that it's definitely been something we've talked about for years, and it's a complex initiative. It's a big project. It can sometimes be a beast, and maybe that's a conversation we can definitely take forward with the new group for sure. Naju, Santel, what about you?
Like I had mentioned, I started not knowing really why I ran. The entire past year, we had accomplished so many things, from seeing reduction in different area tuition fees, and like from international student fees were reduced, Indigenous learner fees were reduced by 10%. We saw policies get recreated, and so many wonderful things have happened. I think leaving this term, should I not be reelected, I would feel very proud of what has been accomplished this year. And I can trust that the next term will carry on some pretty cool projects as well. We definitely paved a path for the next round. I believe they can carry on the torches that we leave for them.
Yeah, 100%. Natalia, we're gonna let you have the last word on this one.
Okay, so I think, there's obviously so many things, but I think that we also aimed very big and we did have many wins. But
Yeah,
there's
for
always,
sure.
and I guess that's a great part about our team. We're our asks are ambitious, and we think we can reach them. And hopefully, the new team can continue with the work. But I think there's always new advocacy asks emerging, unfortunately. And this is not meant to sound bleak, but they never stop. So whether on a local, provincial, federal, or even global level, but I think, similarly to how these new advocacy asks don't stop, neither do student advocates or student advocacy. We just keep going and hoping to make improvements for students, which we very often do. So I'm very grateful to have been able to play a small part in this over these almost 4 years, and just really proud of what we've all accomplished as a team, even though there's always going to be more. We've gotten some big wins, so.
Yeah, 100% we have. You mentioned this earlier. You start in on your executive term, and one of the things we talk about is you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And that might be true, but that doesn't mean we don't try. I think that there's a lot of elements of your guys' work that it's impressive, it's vast, it's fast moving, it's a fast pace. And overall, I'm so happy that you guys have had an amazing year. It really speaks to the teamwork, the collaboration between all of you working together and supporting each other. We don't get to this point of the year by just one person doing all the lifting. It really does require everybody to pitch in and everybody to contribute and pull their weight. And you guys have had such a great year. You should all be really proud. And I know for a fact that if we were all standing in front of the entire AU student body, they would be on their feet clapping because you guys have had an amazing year and represented them so well. So congratulations on your year. Big shoes to fill for those that are going to be coming in. And you've really set the stage for the work that the 2024-25 group is going to do. So Naju, any last thoughts before we sign off?
I think just that I've had an amazing past three, let's say 3 years. Oh my, I almost said days, huh? Imagine.
Yeah.
3 years working with everyone, and it's been a great term working with my entire EC team as well as council. And I'm so happy for this experience, and very happy I made the decision to run so very long ago.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Naju, and thanks for joining us. Chantel, any last thoughts before we sign off?
I would echo the same sentiment as Naju. I don't regret letting my name stand for council, and it's been incredible, a gift. I leave with gratitude.
Love that. And Natalia, again, last word. Any last thoughts from you?
Just also very, very grateful to have been able to be part of this experience and have students trust in us and be part of this team. And I'm so incredibly proud of us and gonna miss everyone.
Me
I know, right?
too.
Yeah, that's, kind of brings us back to the beginning of this podcast, which I knew it's sort of a bittersweet experience, but thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you, for joining me today and hanging out on AUSU Open Mic. It's been an absolute pleasure kind of reflecting and hearing all of your thoughts and the advice that you're going to have for the new group. Once again, great job for all of you, and thank you to everybody listening and hanging out with us today. My name is Jody Campbell. I'm your executive director here at AUSU, and it was my pleasure to host our executive team here today. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Have a good one.